And Asuri Kumar says, we have given this cake to your guru has already eaten it. Then you say, oh, my guru has eaten, all right, give me, I'll eat. You would have said like that. But Upam said, no, I cannot imitate my guru. He is not ordinary human being, Acharya Mam Vijayanyat. Namanit Karishya Namartya Buddha Svita Sarva Deva Maya Guru. He is not ordinary human being, how can I imitate him? He may eat, but I cannot eat. No? Unless my guru says, I won't eat. Rather I remain blind, stay here, I won't eat. He said like that. So guru became very much pleased, and Ashwini Kumar became very much pleased. He passed this test. Isn't it? He passed the test. Severe test. Otherwise I cannot get Guru's mercy, Baba. Gurudev, kripa karun, only saying kripa karun, Gurudev, please, our mercy, I am very fallen, I am this and that. You are very merciful, you are ocean of mercy, only flattering Guru, please, shower mercy on me. So easy that you will get mercy of Guru. You must pass the test, very severe test. Guru became very much pleased, Ashwini Kumar became very much pleased. Then they showered their blessings and mercy on him, got back his eyesight, all his teeth became golden teeth. Then all Vedic knowledge veiled to him. Yes. He developed transcendental vision. No more material desires now. Immediately he, let's say, promoted the Brahman platform. Here Prabhupada says. Unless one fully renounced, one cannot get devotional service or stay in Brahman. Devotional service is rendered on Brahman platform. Therefore, unless one attains the Brahman platform or spiritual platform, one cannot engage in devotional service. Or in other words, a person engaged in devotional service is already Brahman platform. Who has conquered his mind and senses. Dhammaguna sampanna. You understand? Who has already conquered his mind and senses, only you'll be elevated to Brahman platform. Then you'll engage in devotional service. To give pleasure to the senses of Krishna, not to one's own senses, that is kama. To give pleasure to senses of Krishna, that is prema. So many times we have discussed all this, the difference between kama and prema. We have so many lusty desires. We have no tinge of love. Have you tinge of love? No. So? So gunam samititan brahma bhuyaya kale. One engages in full devotional service who doesn't fall down in any circumstance. Because he has controlled his mind and senses, is completely fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Your mind and senses are fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, then that is really renunciation. Really, you have controlled your mind and senses. Otherwise you cannot control mind and senses. You understand? Yes. Who don't fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of middle nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman, obtains devotional service, therefore is certainly liberated. Generally, unless one enjoys material happiness or cannot have renunciation, then of course no enjoyment comes. Therefore Grahastasrama comes. Guru marks it, Guru knows it. This brahmachari is free from desires. Strict brahmachari, no material desire at all. Then he'll be given sannyas. Otherwise I'll be given sannyas. Guru Maharaj, no, he has material desires. Not free from material desires, not free from lusty desires. It's not fulfilled. Then all are alike. You go, become grihastha. Yes. Then Guru gives instruction. Go, marry. Go, marry, become grihastha. Yes. So much lusty desires, unfulfilled. Understand? Yes. Then the brahmacharya will enter into the next ashram. Grihastha ashrama. Otherwise, how will it be? But nashtika brahmachari, very strict brahmachari, like Upamanyu, completely He came out successful how to control such strong senses and mind, stubborn mind. Yes. Nasti Vamsari, then you got full mercy of Guru. No more desire, no more material desires. It's free from all material desires. That is it. Susru Yamana Tarjam Sadupas Eatan Eachabat. You have all this. Jana Sajasana Sthane Nati Dure Kutanjali. This is the duty of Brahmachari. What is it written?
The Brahmachari should always serve the Acharya and follow him in walking, in resting, standing by with folded hands when he sits, and by attending him humbly in all circumstances.
You understand? While going, while sleeping, while sitting, taking rest, Brahmachari, all his folded hands, just waiting, close by, what order will come to me, I will serve Guru. Yes, for service. Such humble, bent of mind, always ready, any moment Guru may call, dead of night, 2 p.m., 1 o'clock in the morning, raise us, Arjuna, call him. Maharaj is sleeping, snoring. snoring. Very deep sleep. I called, didn't hear, rather. Kicked me, get out, boom, here. What? So, understand? All is ready. Yes. Therefore it said, our Brahmachari will sleep. Sleep like a dog. Dog. Sleep like a dog. Dog sleeps. Some little noise gets a bump. Gets up, yes. Some little sound is there, he gets up, yes. That Brahmachari. That's it. Kaka snano poko nidra alpo bhojana videsh gamana swanu nidra. These 5 things, Brahmachari, you know. Kakasnana, you'll never spend so much time in bathing. Very little time as a crow takes bath. Understand? Crow takes bath. Some few drops of water is big, picks up, puts on his body, finishes bath. Brahmachari will take bath like that. Kakasnana. He'll take bath as a crow. Within a few minutes, finished. Soap like these. Sour. What it is? Bokodhan, like crane, meditating. Meditate like a crane. Crane is turning water and fish are playing there, meditating to catch up. Like that, meditation like that. Kakasnan, bhukudhyan, swanu nidra. Sleep like a dog. Swanu means dog. Little sound, some thak. Dog wakes up and says, wah, bah! Isn't it? Where it is? Snoring. So, Brahmachari, you sleep like that, swanu nidra. 5 things, kakasnan, bhukudhyan, swanu nidra, alpa bhojana. Eat very little. Eat very little. I say this is general procedure. First, before eating, first drink 1 glass, full glass of water, fill the belly. 1/4 of belly, first fill with the water. Then, food. I'm very hungry, I can eat this whole plate. You think of it, make it half. What you think you eat, make it half. Eat only half. That means 1/4 is already filled with water, then next 50% filled with the food, then drink another glass of water, then keep 1/4, 25% of stomach empty. This is process, Brahmachari life. Understand?
Yes.
Huh? You got it. Kaka snan, bhakadhyan, swan nidra, alpabhojana, videsh gaman. That means he should not stay in his parents' house. He should stay in Guru's house. You understand? Huh? Guru's house. Guru's house is in India, his ashram is from Australia. So don't stay there in Australia. Come to Guru's house. Then it's a videsh gaman, foreign land.
Yes.
Guru's house means foreign land, not your paternal house or your comfortable house. No. That is brahmachari, five things. Understand? Observe. And always, any moment prepare, get up night, Guru may call. For some service is prepared. Yes. Always sitting there, close by, folded hands, you say. Evam vritta guru kule vaset bhoga vivarjita vidya samapyati javad vibhrat vradanga khanditam.
Behaving in this way and strictly following a vow of celibacy, the brahmachari should avoid sensual pleasures.
Yes. So avoid sensual pleasure. No sensual pleasure at all. Very strict, Guru. Whatever little food Guru gives, he eats. Someday Guru will never give, he'll fast.
Yes.
Therefore, we practice how to tolerate this urge, how to control the senses, observe the senses, the mind. That training is given. Yes.
Should avoid sensual pleasures. And reside in the ashram of the acharya to the end of his studies.
Evam bruhat bratadharo brahmano agniriva jolar madbhakta stibratapasa dagdakarma asayomara.
Observing the principles, such a brahman and a lifelong brahmachari, who is my devotee, burns all the seeds of karma to ashes.
Yes.
By his devotional austerity.
Yes.
Spotless and pure.
Becomes spotless and pure. No more material desires. Yes.
Free of material contamination.
Free of material contamination. Yeah.
Such a devotee brahmachari is as brilliant as fire.
Brilliant as fire. You understand? Yes. And Guru sees such a brahmachari, nashtika brahmachari, is a brilliant fire. Karmic reactions are done to ashes, is completely desireless now, no more material desires, free from all material desires, then burning like fire, then he'll be engaged in devotional service. Do you understand? Yes. Therefore, how we can render devotional service when you have so many material desires? You are rendering something and in exchange you demand something. Yes, I did this thing, I get this thing. Savai banikina sabhrutya, in the language of Prahlad Maharaj. Oh Lord, one who does this business transaction with you, business transaction with you, he gives something to you and demands something from you. He is a banik, he is a merchant, he is not servant. So, we'll give everything to Lord, we'll never demand anything from him. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kapitamba, jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani sri bhavatar bhakti rahe pukitvai. This is Mahaprabhu's Sikhyashtaka, isn't it?